Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
It was yesterday on the show that Abby let us know that this comedian, Matt Rife, just does not like Atlanta.
He hates it. He's beautiful. He's great at what he does, but he hates Atlanta. So therefore, he goes from a 10 to a 2. And it's really disappointing because he's like the biggest comedian for Gen Z right now.
Okay, I think we have some... In putting some of the pieces together yesterday from listeners, I think I know why he's got something against Atlanta, because my beef with him yesterday after we played this clip was, you can't say this about a big city, that the entire city has nothing to offer you.
Having listened to this like for the third or fourth time, listening to it now, nothing to offer me. What he's talking about specifically is when it comes to his stand-up and his shows. So the city has nothing to offer him when it comes to his shows.
That's not what he said.
No, I think that is what he's meaning. I don't think he meant like the city has zero to offer on a whole. I think it has zero to offer him when it comes to his stand-up and do shows every single night. Not go out and explore the city, but do shows every single night, because I think he gets a better vibe. I think it's the crowd here that he detests.
I thought it was the city too until he said it's the crowds. When he said the specific part about the crowds, I'm with you.
Okay, that makes some sense, because I did get a couple of DMs and text messages from listeners that still have my phone number. Thanks. explaining some of the situation and why the guy might be a little bit salty about Atlanta. Now, I don't even know who he really was. I've heard his name up until yesterday, but didn't realize how huge he was.
Oh, he's a big deal.
He's a really big deal.
Yeah, his entire tour is sold out. When we were looking for tickets, we couldn't find any. Unless we want to pay $400 to go to Kansas.
God, there's so many things to dislike about him. He's beautiful. He's ripped. He's funny.
He's rich now.
And now he's rich. There's got to be something, right? So this is one of the DMs I got, and I'm leaving her name out on purpose. I was at Matt Rife's last show here in February at Underground. I didn't even know Underground was still a thing here, man. Mm-hmm. That's a whole nother story for another time. I think I know why, or at least part of why, he hates us. Mind you, I had several drinks leading up to it, as I'm newly single, so was trying hard to get my cougar shot with him. She writes, haha, kidding, dot, 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 dot. Sorta. She writes, in my dreams, anywho, the guy that opened for him didn't get many laughs. It was a tough crowd. And I do think some people were kind of rude to him. She says, I was not. He actually interacted with me from stage and we got a laugh from the crowd. And I thought he was super nice and pretty funny. She's talking about the performer before Matt Rife. Then when Matt came out, he acknowledged it right away. He said something like, man, y'all are a-holes, sticking up for his friend. He made it funny, but in watching Matt's videos for a while now, he does not hold back his true feelings. He still performs so well, and shortly after that night, I did see his post about Atlanta. Oh, and I did not get my cougar shot with him. In fact, he didn't even look in my direction.
Aw, sad.
Then I got a text that said, hey, P1 here, hear me out. Just listen to the podcast about Matt Rife. I'm a fan of his work. He was done dirty by Wild and Out in Atlanta, which is why I think that left a bad taste in his mouth. So what happened there?
I don't know what happened with Wild and Out and him. I thought he left on a good note, no?
It was when they were filming here. I think they were just going in at him, and I think that the crowds just were not feeling any jokes that he was throwing at the time. And
it was
like
roasting him.
Yeah, and the crowds, like, even Nick Cannon has come out and said that the crowd in Atlanta for a while and out was very like tough to like make jokes.
Whoa.
Yeah. So
Okay. So that's why he's salty about it.
So maybe we're the problem.
This whole thing is leading.
It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me.
Matt, if you come to Atlanta, I'll laugh really loud for everybody.
Yeah, I got a lot of DMs from women that are like, if you just get me into the free show, I'll let them know how nice you are. Yeah, I bet you will.
He didn't. Okay, so let's try to take this a step further. We're just going to go ahead and brainstorm on the air, okay? He did not add Atlanta to his tour. Obviously, he detests the city so much because in 11 years, he's never had a good show here.
You told us he's in Savannah, he's in Charlotte, yeah. But he's ducked all around Atlanta.
Yeah, Abby was rattling off. So what if we try to host him and get a venue and get him to come to Atlanta and promise him the best night of his life and that we will turn him around on our city.
So are we asking him to do a show or we're just taking him around the city to have a good time?
No, this is all about the show because obviously he doesn't have an issue with the city as a whole. He has an issue with our crowds at his show. He doesn't feel the love. And Atlanta is a very hospitable town. So I am not 100% sure what was going on in those previous shows. So I say we try to get like a venue and obviously like what he normally does, but make a plea and be like, we would love to present this show and ensure you have a kick-ass time.
Yeah, Mo, you would know more about this than we do here, so I don't know if you could like make an offer like that to somebody as big as this dude is. I don't know if there's a lot of logistics to go through. I'm sure we could find many venues to host him, for sure, especially because he's so popular. But as far as like squeezing him in on tour dates, I'd be down for it. I just don't know if it's logistically possible.
Every comedian is so different. It would be hard to say. I mean, obviously, with him selling out tours, he doesn't need much help.
No.
I mean, so he would be doing it pretty much out of the kindness of his heart, just something to do. I don't know if he likes challenges, but I mean, I think it's a great ask, no matter how big he is, because with all of this, him hating the city and to get him to try it, I think it would be great for both parties. I mean, I think he should do it. I don't know if he would.
Yeah.
Now, we can merge two ideas into the same idea here, because Romeo is in here this morning saying he wants to do like a youth group party.
Yeah.
Where it's him and Abby and Katie and Rebecca, right?
The ones with energy.
The ones that get to the venue at 10. Yeah. So maybe we put all these things together.
That would be awesome. Yeah, because I have no idea. It was just out of nowhere. It sprung in me, and I was just like, I'm going to hit them up. I'm going to ask the youth group, like, what do they think about this idea? Because I've had, like, anytime we go out and we post on our social medias, I've had, like, a handful of people that are always like, man, I wish I could hang out with you guys, or, like, you guys seem fun. And I was like, we are fun. Why wouldn't people want to hang out with us? So why not like have an event, have a party? And then I started thinking about the event that we had for Valentine's at Tongue and Groove, and how we
are not so bitter ball.
Yes, exactly. And we had Abby there, but nobody knew who she was. So right. I was like, maybe we can flip this and also do this introduction for Abby and throw Abby a party. Like, we haven't done that yet.
Totally down, man.
Oh my gosh, it would be so fun. We could have Pastor Matt preach and the youth group is there to congregate. It would be great.
So yeah, so I don't know. It's still a working thing, but I wanted to know if people would be interested in it and maybe they can come swing by and have a couple drinks.
Absolutely go for it, man.
Matt Rife, if you're watching this, come to Atlanta.
That would turn him around. All right, so we can merge these two ideas. We'll start working on the dude today and see if we can get him to come on to Atlanta to your party.
That'd be cool.
That'd be awesome. All right, Burt Show.
The Burt Show.